Now, I was talking to someone like this who told me that he'd been practicing yoga for 30 years. And he was not an old guy, so maybe he was his late 40s. So starting as a teenager, and he is a very serious practitioner. He'd been practicing yoga very consistently for 30 years, every day. And I asked him, what have you gotten from it? And apparently no one had ever asked him that, because he had to, it stopped him. And he had to stop and think for a minute. He thought about it. You could see in his face he was seriously considering the question. And then something came over his face and he looked at me and he said, actually nothing. Nothing? 30 years? You got nothing? He said, well, I guess it's good for relaxing. And it's toned me. I'm flexible and I'm well toned. Well, you can get that at any gym. You don't have to get into yoga. But I know this guy. And it made sense to me that in 30 years he hasn't gotten anything from his practice, because he has a closed mind. He's not really looking for anything. He's not really sincerely searching. He's hoping it'll fall from the sky on top of him. And he doesn't want to open himself. It's a fear-based approach. And he doesn't realize he's afraid. And of course, I didn't say any of this to him because he didn't ask me. So that's a very large category of people. People who practice sincerely, but they've never really asked themselves and gotten clear, what am I looking for? And they've never gotten to the stage where it becomes evident to you that it's just as much about how ready are you, how willing are you to receive it, to accept it, to take it in if you found it tonight. And that's another category of people that I've seen. Who actually find something, who very much get involved in a true transformational process, and something happens to them. But they've been so committed to the search mode, to being in search mode, that they don't notice they found it. It's like the farmer who's looking for a needle in a haystack and really doesn't believe he'll ever find it because the haystack is so big and the needle is so tiny. And then one moment he comes across it, he finds it. But it's so unbelievable, he doesn't even notice, he just keeps looking. He wasn't really expecting to find it in the first place. And this is another whole category of spiritual seekers, people who actually have found something, who've experienced something, who've had a realization of some deep and profound kind, but who keep going in search mode, who don't switch to from searcher mode to finder mode. Well, they're cheating themselves, obviously, but it isn't their intention. It's just they've habituated to the idea that searching is what it's about, and they've forgotten that they're trying to find something. So they don't even notice when they, in a way, they don't even notice when they find it. That's another category. I'm not going to try to list all the categories. There are probably 8 or 9 or